Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that. It is Earth Day 2015, which is the 45th anniversary. So if part of your commitment to Earth Day is to reduce stress in the planet, you can give me a holler. We've got about better part of an hour. 855-99-3756-9. All right. Should we do a program director call? This is an opportunity for people to call in and say, all right, look, I don't actually have a question, but could you talk about, and then you can tell me whatever it is you want to talk about. All right? 855-99-3756-9. All right, so what do we got here?
All right, we will go with Stephanie here. Stephanie says the dividing. I'd like you to talk about the dividing line between a child who has ADHD and one who is developing normally, but who may have who may be high energy. She says, I would like to know whether you think we are overdiagnosing ADHD and if some kids may be overly hyper as a side effect of having a recess in physical education, restricted in some school systems while extending the time spent sitting quietly and learning. I find this interesting as I work with both special needs and non-special needs children.
I think it's a really good perception, and it's not only one that's come up recently because there's so many schools that have gotten rid of recess and extracurricular activities, which I think your point is well taken, that especially for people such as moi that that really have sort of more than our fair share of energy, that having some place to kind of burn it off, it means that we're going to be able to focus better. And so this was well before any of that. When I worked at a clinic, and again, I do adult work, but I was part of the intake staff, and you could tell the ethnicity of the parents by whether they said that their kid was a brat and really just needed to learn to study better study habits, or they had ADHD. There's a very clear distinction that for one whole group of parents, that ADHD was a much, you know, let's get out some Ritalin, was a much better path. And it wasn't that they were being consciously that they weren't choosing this consciously, they truly believed it. And the other who felt that their kid just had crummy study habits and the school wasn't very responsive to that. So the distinction used to be, and it's gotten a little bit fuzzier, but my distinction used to be, can you sit, your kid sit in front of a television set without wiggling for a half hour? Can your kid watch cartoons or, in other words, something they're interested in? Can they sit still? Because a kid who has a neurological deficiency, and it's tended to be boys more than girls because we know the myelin sheath is laid down later in boys than it is in girls, so that there can be a certain amount of hyperactivity and inability to focus and so to function very well in school. That if your kid can watch television without squirming around for a half hour, then it's more likely they're not interested. So either we need to help them be more interested in the subject matter, test their hearing, test their vision. And it's still not a bad rule of thumb, because if your kid is interested in something and they can sit still, then presumably that's not neurological, because neurological doesn't depend on whether you're interested or not. It depends on whether on the myelin sheath, whether there's enough resistance to outside stimuli that the kid can actually focus. And the idea that Ritalin was the most overprescribed drug in America was certainly reminds me of Lily Tomlin's Broadway piece, the Search for Intelligent Life in the Universe, where she plays a mom who says that her kid is is hyperactive, and so she got a prescription for Ritalin, which she takes. She doesn't believe in giving drugs to kids. but she thought that her taking it made some sense. The idea of medicating kids is really troublesome for me as a psychologist. And I think there are certain cases, but I think there are many fewer cases, as you're implying, where Ritalin is the appropriate response. And interestingly enough about Ritalin, Ritalin is kind of a form of synthetic speed. So in theory, taking a kid who is hyperactive, which is ADHD is attention hyperactivity with attention deficit disorder. The idea being that if you take a kid who's already hyper and put him on speed, which is which tends to make ordinary people hyper, that for some reason it calms them down. And there's that paradoxical phenomenon. For example, Valium, which is an anti-anxiety drug, and about 20% of the population makes them hyper. So that Ritalin certainly, number one, doesn't work for everybody. Number two, it's paradoxical. Nobody knows exactly why it works on kids who are a bit hyper. But the idea being that if you give it to a kid who's not hyper, what happens? And my response, again, and part of this is psychological, part of this is just training, in that my background is not primarily to dealing with drugs. It's primarily dealing with other alternatives, behavior modification, talk therapy, cognitive kind of repositioning, so that you try everything else, and you try doing study periods with the kids, you try bribing the kids, and they use medication as a final resort, not as a first resort. So I don't know if that's helpful to you. And again, I think for kids who absolutely need it, that there, it can be literally life-changing. Because you have to remember, from the years 6 to 18, which is, those are pretty formative 12 years, the sort of second two-thirds of a kid's life from the time they start school is there are basically only a couple of ways of excelling at that time in life. One is to be really good at school. And even if you're not great at school, I mean, in theory, you can be really popular, or you can be really athletic, or you can be really pretty. But basically, it only works to be athletic and pretty if you're not flunking out of school. So the idea that we're taking kids and making them feel that they're failures at 6 or 7 is just appalling. And I think that's one of the reasons that the answer, the rush to medication is, that we feel so strongly that we don't want kids to feel that they're failing that early. So we'll do almost anything to help them do that. But I think almost anything needs to start well before we try medication. I would use that as a last resort and not a first resort. Because I think it is we are over medicated as a society, and that Ritalin is over prescribed. So try other things first, including, as I said, studying with your kid, bribing them, finding out ways of making the curriculum more interesting, checking out their hearing and their eyesight, making sure they're not dyslexic. Because dyslexia has nothing to do with ADHD, but it's certainly going to make it difficult for a kid to study. Also, the idea that kids should have breakfast before they go to school, make sure that there's not a huge amount of sugar in their diet. And I know that there's all sorts of controversy about the issue of the place of sugar in someone's diet, but I can tell you, as somebody who gets absolutely hyped on chocolate and sugar in particular, but chocolate in particular, that or in general, that I can tell you from my own personal experience that I have to be very careful about sugar, because I'm one of those people that's just overly sensitive to it. It's unclear if when these distinctions were around when I was a kid, whether or not I would have been medicated. There's a strong suspicion that I might have. And again, having kids, I remember we would come home from school and we had to change out of our school clothes into our play clothes, and we would have to run around and scream like banshees for a while and then come in and have a snack, which was usually like a piece of fruit and a glass of milk, and then study before dinner and then study again after dinner. But there was also the recognition that there needed to be some burning off of the energy. So, all righty, hopefully that is enough sort of, if not differentiation, at least some different ways of thinking about it. And again, I think that I'm not anti-Ritalin, I'm just anti-Ritalin as a first choice. Okay, 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I don't know how you're going to interpret this story, whether it is a plea for better mental health enforcement. Well, I'll tell you the story, and then you can figure it out. It turns out a dude killed the source of his frustration, abandoned the body in an alley, and received a citation for discharging a weapon within city limits because he killed his computer. took it out, shot outside and shot it 8 times, which seems to me a little overkill, so to speak. He'd been fighting his computer for months before he decided, okay, enough is enough. It's illegal to fire a gun in Colorado Springs, which is 60 miles south of Denver. There is no law in the books about machine homicide. Said he was very matter-of-fact about it. He'd just gotten a new gun, and he'd had enough of his computer. He accepted the citation. He didn't realize he was breaking the law. The penalty would be up to a judge. I think if it went to a jury, that most people would find him not guilty and a hero. Just because how many times have we thought about just killing our computer? I mean, we swear at it, right? But we don't necessarily kill it. So, and the issue is firing a gun within city limits. So, and here's an upsetting story. This is an Earth Day story that, you know, I find a little upsetting on a whole bunch of different levels. And you can tell me what you think. Two chimpanzees for a few hours were recognized as legal persons in New York City.
Did they get social security cards and everything?
Yeah, because they're over 125 years old. Hercules and Leo are being held for biomedical experimentation at Stony Brook University. They were granted a writ of habeas corpus by a Supreme Court justice. Habeas corpus demands that a detainee be taken before a court so the judge might determine whether the detention is legally valid. Basically, the Non-Human Rights Project filed a petition in March saying under the law of New York State, only a legal person may have an order to show cause and writ of habeas corpus issued on his or her behalf. The court has therefore implicitly determined that Hercules and Leo are persons. They need to provide a legally sufficient reason for the detention of the two chimps. They've scheduled a hearing for next month. They've requested that the apes be released into the care of Save the Chimps, a nonprofit primate sanctuary operating out of Florida. The judge's decision is a watershed moment for the Great Ape Personhood movement, spearheaded by such notable figures as Jane Goodall, Richard Dawkins, and Steve Wise. The movement suffered a serious setback in December when a New York State appeals court denied personhood to Tommy, a 26-year-old chimp, confined to a wire mesh cage in upstate New York. It's this incapability to bear any legal responsibilities and societal duties that render it inappropriate to confer upon chimps the legal right, such as the fundamental right to liberty protected by the writ of habeas corpus. I mean, this seems to me, look, do I think that animals should be confined like this? No, I do not. But I think that what you need to do is have laws about treating animals humanely rather than making animals humans. Because we already did that with corporations, much to our chagrin, right? That we now understand that that was, that the reason that people did that, the reason that the corporations have the same right as human beings, which is, of course, wreaking havoc on our economy at this moment, is because slaves were considered property. And therefore, the way that slave, part of emancipation was giving the rights of citizens. But it's been so misused and so abused to the extent that corporations, I mean, it's just a mess. And this seems to me a stupid way of dealing with a problem as opposed to looking for the long-term issues about animal experimentation and humane treatment of animals and all sorts of things like zoos and aquaria. But to sort of make them persons, says chimpanzees are autonomous, self-determining beings. Why shouldn't they be legal persons? Well, I mean, how is it that we can ignore the autonomy of a non-human while making autonomy to be a supreme value of a human being? I mean, when you talk about autonomy, I mean, that there are lots of animals that are autonomous. I just think this is a slippery, stupid legal slope. That what you're doing, everybody's heart is in the right place, but you need to have a head attached to this as well. And making non-humans human beings, I mean, we already found out what disasters that causes. I don't know. And certainly treating primates much more humanely than we do makes some sense. And I mean, there are all sorts of I mean, dolphins. We know that dolphins can actually recognize more numbers without counting than human beings can, which in theory means that they have better cognitive skills than human beings. Do we call dolphins humans? We don't. Does that mean that we should be catching dolphins and eating them like tuna fish? No. Does that mean we should be keep catching tuna fish and eating it as tuna fish? Open question. But the point being that that because you can have animals, including dogs. I mean, what about the parrots who said fire, fire, and sounded like human beings? Does that mean they are human beings? No, it doesn't. You know, so these kinds of stories make me nuts. And then we get, and part of it is the anthropomorphizing of animals that doesn't. I mean, they're not human beings. They are different than human beings, and to a certain extent, when we ignore that, we are doing the animals as well as ourselves a huge disservice. That animals need to be treated humanely and fairly with dignity because of what they are, not of what we like to pretend that they are. All right. It now turns out that Twitter is now suggesting that some human beings are not human beings, that they are trolls. So it turns out that trolls are people who make violent threats, indirect threats, tweets that promote violence. So they now have a tool that sort of will kick people who are making threats off. So now we're moving toward sort of uniformity, I guess, that treating people as trolls and treating animals as people. I don't know. Folks, look, we need to differentiate clearly. We need to make sure that our thinking is clear, because if our thinking becomes fuzzy and abstract, so will our behavior. We're not going to know what to do next. All right? So why do we call people who are on Twitter trolls when we should call them abusive, inappropriate human beings? All right? That a troll is somebody who lives under a bridge, right? And by definition is not human. I mean, it just this kind of thing, as you can hear, is one of my pet peeves, is that by describing, we bring into being. And when we talk about things in abstract ways that mislead, we are not doing ourselves any favors. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Well, yeah. All right. So for those of you who have been paying attention, I reviewed six or seven plays. Well, it depends whether or not you call Wolf Hall one play or two plays last week. And I've got five today, and I'll have five for you next week. So that's a lot of new plays that are opening. And this week it's really a pleasure because of all five plays, I really liked all of them. So let me just start with no particular order. 39 Steps has been on Broadway, it's been off Broadway, and it's now off Broadway again. It's downtown in Union Square with some of the same cast, including Arnie Burton and Billy Carter, who are wonderful. The story, I mean, it's a four-character play, and it's kind of a satire on Alfred Hitchcock's 39 Steps, and it's just a delight. I liked it. I never saw it I saw it on the Broadway iteration. I did not see it at Urban Stages, but it's down at Union Square Theater, and I would really encourage you to go see it. It's not a terribly expensive ticket. Your kids over the age of 10 will just think it's hilarious. It is funny and silly and incredibly well acted. So I thought it was a delight. Is it going to be around at Tony time? Well, no, because Tony's don't do off Broadway. But I just thought it was a delight, even though I'm not sure why they brought it back quite so quickly, because I think it only stopped at Urban Stages maybe a couple months ago. But it is really a delight. And apparently it's because it's kind of an offbeat venue. It's not doing terribly well, but I would encourage you to go see it because it's really fun. It Should Have Been You is, again, a play that I liked a lot that isn't getting terrific reviews either. And there's a twist to it, which I'm not going to tell you because I hate people who tell you twists. Some of the audience saw it coming, a lot didn't, so there was some gasp. This stars Tyne Daly as kind of an overbearing mother-in-law whose daughter is getting married. The play opens with one of the daughters in a bridal veil who is not the bride, it turns out, but her sort of overweight, charming, efficient, loving bridesmaid sister who accidentally makes a phone call to an old boyfriend, and chaos ensues. This is a musical. And I just thought this was a delight. I thought it was fun and fresh, and the voices were great. And there's some there's some other people in the cast that whom you will recognize, including Sierra Bogus and Chip Zian. I just thought this was a pleasure. Again, it isn't getting great reviews, so if you want to go see it, you should probably go see it quickly. Hand to God is a play that either half the audience loved and part of the audience walked out on. It is not Avenue Q, although Avenue Q at the time was considered absolutely controversial with the internet is for porn, and this one takes Avenue Q a step further, but it's really not Avenue Q at all. The only thing it has in common with Avenue Q is one of the characters, who was played by Stephen Boyer, has a hand puppet whose name is Tyrone. This is set in Texas, and as they say, it's nowish. The person in the cast who you will probably recognize is Mark Kudish, who plays the pastor. Jason Tyrone, as I said, is Stephen Boyer, who's very talented. His mom is running a Bible puppet group. Timothy is Jason's kind of bête noir. He's a bully who's giving him a hard time. And Jessica has a crush on him. This, I think, is in some ways the future of theater, because young people love this. It is that the language is rough, to say the least. It is raunchy. It is thought-provoking. It is funny. It is tacky in some ways. And takes on a whole lot of sacred cows via puppetry. So young people love this. Older people, not so much. I thought it was. It's written by, I think, a 30-year-old bartender from Texas who's working in Brooklyn these days. But I thought it was a delight. I thought it was funny and fresh, and very interesting. And you'll either love it or hate it. But it's not so bad. It'll make you think. All right. My two faves of the week, even though I liked everything this week. American in Paris is based on the movie, but this has been expanded. This was really a delight. The music is by the Gershwins, George and Ira. The book is by Craig Lewis, and it has really been muchly expanded. What Robert Fairchild plays the American in Paris, and when he came out, people applauded him, and I see a lot of theater, and I didn't recognize him. Well, it turns out he's a principal dancer with ABT, and so people who know about ballet knew about him, but he can actually sing as well as dance, Leanne Cope is the woman that he falls for, who is a principal dancer with the Royal Ballet. And she's the only one in the cast. I think she never does sing, but everybody else, including Vianne Cox, it's evocative. It's fun. The three guys singing together. The idea is three guys, the American in Paris, and finds a composer that is kind of an expat, and a sugar a wealthy guy, and who's engaged to our heroine, and the three guys all have a crush on her, and what happens? And I mean, it's really lovely. I mean, it's unexpectedly wonderful. And as much as I didn't like Gigi, if this cast had been in Gigi, Gigi would have worked. So this is really a delight. If you like ballet, the music is wonderful. It was just an unexpected pleasure. This is kind of a tie for the choice of the week, because I also I had not heard. I mean, the thing is that even though all of us are not, I never read anybody's review until after I've written my own and after I've seen something and reviewed it. But this had not gotten a great sort of word of mouth. It's a visit with Cheetah Rivera and Roger Reese, and Cheetah Rivera is not a young woman, as you know. I think she's 82 or 83 years old. She looks terrific. The story is, and first of all, the setting is wonderful. It looks like a combination of Vienna Woods out of a nightmare and a train station that was bombed during World War II. And the idea is that the gypsy girl who fell in love as a young woman with the character that is played as an older man by Roger Reese comes back, except now she is the wealthiest woman in the world. And so the entire town gets together and tries to convince her old boyfriend, who's now married, to spend money, to give some of her money to the town. I'm not going to tell you anything that happens, except that this is supposedly about revenge and love and control and all sorts of really fascinating things. The ballet between Cheetah Rivera and her younger self is one of the most evocative things I've ever seen on the stage, of an older woman who's made her way in the world with her younger, innocent self. Is will bring a tear to your eye. This is theater at its best. Let me tell you, the ending is not necessarily going to sit well with you, and it's Candor and Ebb. The book is by Terrence McNally. But it's based on a play by Frederick Dermott. And I think this is a movie, or this is a play whose metaphor is collaboration. But, I mean, it's wonderful theater. It's unexpected. It's evocative. I mean, Cheetah Rivera and Roger Reese, the set is terrific. The singing, the dancing. One of my favorite things is that she has a butler and two factotum who wander around with her, who are in black tie and tail, but they have chartreuse shoes and ascots and pocket kerchiefs. They appear as chartreuse. I think they're supposed to be yellow, and you'll find out why when you see the play. So five really good choices this week. If you're looking for something to take your kids to for kind of a fun experience that they'll enjoy, 39 Steps, It Should Have Been You is funny and fresh and a little bit offbeat. Hand to God, you're going to have to take your older teenagers to it, who'll love it, if nothing else, because of the swearing. An American in Paris is wonderfully lyrical and beautiful, and Gene Kelly will only float by your sensibilities for a moment, because the music is wonderful and the singing is wonderful and the story is wonderful. The Visit is incredibly evocative, even though you're not going to be crazy about the ending. It is a cynical piece of work, but it is thought-provoking, and isn't that what theater is supposed to be at its very best? Is it touches our head as well as our heart, or our heart as well as our head? More details at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, in addition to making some changes in your own life, as a response to Earth Day. And as I said, the one that I'm most in favor of, well, the two that seems to be the most sensible, is number one, not running the water while you brush your teeth. Because there's no need to do it, right? You just need to do it at the very end. Or maybe once to sort of drain your toothbrush of the extra toothpaste on it, right? But it doesn't need to run the whole time while you're brushing your teeth because it's just literally water down the drain. And even if you don't live in California, there's no particular reason to waste water. It is really one of the resources on the planet, all right? So that's number one. Number two is to think about washing more of your clothes in cold water than in hot water because 85% of the energy to run your washing machine is actually heating up the water. So, and maybe even doing it in warm water rather than hot, because even though you still have to heat up the water, you don't have to heat up as much of it. Right. So those are my two suggestions. This was this seems somehow kind of a cool Earth Day question as well. And I'll tell you why. I just saw a movie called 1001 Kilograms, and it's a Norwegian movie, believe it or not. Did you know Norway didn't have their first book printed in Norwegian, I think, until 1929? Because they kept getting conquered by either Sweden or Russia, so the books were either in Swedish or Russian. Anyway, that's in one of the movies that I just saw, The Age of Adelaide, which I'll review for you tomorrow. They're playing Trivial Pursuit, and I not only recognized the box, but I got all the questions right. I know. If I knew anything about geography, I would own the world in terms of Trivial Pursuit. But this is one of those kind of cool questions. And the most accurate clock ever built only loses 1 second every 15 billion years. Not exactly like my clocks. Okay, here's the deal. Let's see if I can get this for you. It's based on a whole different... They're assuming that the estimated age of the universe is less than 15 billion years. So, you know, going forward, presumably it's pretty darn accurate. The movie, let me just digress momentarily. The 1001 grams is sort of a recognition of something I didn't even think about, which is every country has a kilogram that is the standard by which everything else is measured in their country, right? And so apparently once every, I don't know if it's once a year, how often, they have a conference, a worldwide conference, where they all bring their standard and they calibrate it. And the question is, do you wash it or not wash it? And it was an absolutely fascinating thing that I never thought about, of who's the person who basically calibrates and makes sure that the measurements are accurate. Have you ever thought about that? No, of course not. No one does, which is, I suppose, why they make a movie about it. All right, so it turns out that the sort of super accurate clock is going to measure strontium to create its tick, and could one day become the standard for the official time, which is called UTC, which is the universal time clock. It's now used atomic clocks that measure the vibrational frequency of caesium, although these are only accurate in the region of 1 second in the hundreds of millions of years. Oh dear, I guess. I mean, think about this. The strontium clock, developed by a physicist from the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Boulder, you go Boulder, it's University of Colorado in Boulder, measures the movement of strontium atoms pinned in a narrow column with powerful lasers. All atoms have naturally consistent vibrational frequency. We know that. For strontium, it's 430 trillion times per second. That's a lot of movement. Yeah. Talking about ADHD here. Where's Ritalin when we need it? And the measurement of these movements used to create the clock's tick. The new clock is so accurate, it registers a difference in gravity of 2 centimeters. It's known as the optical latest clock and has been in development for several years and broke timekeeping records a couple of years ago. They've now tweaked it, including shielding the clock from electromagnetic radiation. Good point. It made it 3 times more accurate. It's so accurate that raising just 2 centimeters off the Earth's surface has a noticeable effect. When even this, I mean, think about 2 centimeters, right? A centimeter is not very big. This change in gravitation picked up the clock's tick. It's not a matter of bragging, right? My clock's so accurate it notices when you put a notebook under it, but could help scientists create incredibly accurate maps of the shape of the Earth. Well, that's an interesting notion, isn't it? Because if it's that responsive to changes in height, then obviously you can get a really accurate look of the Earth. They can harness to measure the shapes called relativistic geodesy probably. It turns out that measuring the shape of the Earth is not, the clock's not going to be the primary use of the clock. They'll have to be satisfied with other effects, accurate timekeeping, improving navigation and positioning systems such as the GPS, and pushing the boundaries of quantum physics. I mean, something like that makes you proud to be human, don't you think? I mean, with all the stupid things we do. And, I mean, you could argue that this is a little bit of navel-gazing, and I wouldn't argue with you about it. But still, the idea of being able to measure something like that, to, you know, have that degree of accuracy, to care about something like that. I mean, it just seems to me kind of cool. What can I tell you? And it seems completely appropriate that on Earth Day that we talk about things like that. It turns out that on Earth Day in 1977, an optical fiber was first used to carry live telephone traffic. And, you know, optical fibers are what basically have allowed us to have all sorts of things like low cost, long distance, all sorts of things. And Animal Kingdom opened in Disney in 1998. Hard to believe it's that recent. Summer Olympics in 1906 opened in Athens. And this is for you, Manny. The first ever National League baseball game was played in Philadelphia in 1876.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you happy?
I am. That's what, 139 years?
Well, it's 24, yeah. So exactly 139 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe, almost 140 years old, National League, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Baseball doesn't seem quite that old, huh? Abner Doubleday. Okay, and in 1864... the Coinage Act mandated the inscription of "In God We Trust" on all coins, which, it's interesting, it was the middle of the Civil War, right? Maybe everybody figured that in the middle of a Civil War, you need all the help you can get. And also, in this, in 2000, the big number change took place in the UK, which was interesting because they changed how they did phone numbers. And basically, the numbers... it basically said everybody had to be using several numbers, like 01 or 07 for personal calls, which freed up all the 02s, 3s, 4s, 5s, all those kinds of things. So it's nice to think that human beings, in addition to kind of trashing our planet, which we should stop doing, have some ability to enlarge our frontiers as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, you cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life, or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com